So we are all well aware that Australia is a multicultural nation, but many of us are a hybrid of different cultures, and that can leave us feeling caught between two worlds. So the Down Under space at Frieda's will be holding an exhibition exploring this, as well as what true Australian identity is. This morning we have curator Jana Hayes in studio to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you going?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Great. Yeah. So you've got only a few more days before this all kicks off on Wednesday, right?
Yes. It's sneaking up real quick. Super excited to host our second event, multidisciplinary event. So we've got a lot of artists on board, so I'm super, it's going to be great.
Yeah, so this is the second event. How will it be different from the first?
Well, we have a whole lineup of new artists, from visual artists, spoken word artists, as well as music and DJs. So it's a fresh new perspective as well. So we've got a lot of, this exhibition, we've got a lot of video work, which was a lot more than the last one. It's going to be a fresh new perspective.
Whole new show.
Yeah, whole new show.
Awesome. So one of the issues you explore in Between Two Worlds is that of cultural duality and what it's like for many Australians to be between two cultures. Mm-hmm. What are the biggest complications these artists have faced about being from dual cultures, and how can we see this through the art exhibited?
So, you know, I guess Australia, we are a very diverse nation, and there's this sense of kind of belonging and unbelonging and not knowing where to fit in society. So it's like, it's interesting because it's only been recently where I had a lot of conversations with people about this, and I thought I was alone. And then, you know, you start talking to other people and you're like, wait, we have similar stories. And there's a lot of people that are feeling this way. So it's great that they're, you know, that I just want to create a space for people to showcase and to share their stories through any form of creative expression. Because, I mean, we have different languages and ways of, you know, showcasing a certain notion or, you know, expressing. So, yeah, it's really interesting. It's exciting seeing the second one coming around, and you're like, wow, look at all these people sharing their stories through performance art, through digital collage, through animation, you know? So it's all sharing the story and just feeling safe in saying it.
So who is on the lineup for this time around?
So in our visual art section, we've got quite a few. We've got 8 artists this time. So we've got Lisa Jane Van Dyke, and her work is called Going, Going, Gone. And it's a beautiful earthware clay work that she has. That's kind of like a reflection of Australia's Indigenous peoples. And as you read, I mean, I don't want to, you know,
give too much away.
Yeah. But I will, so I won't. we also have Ramon Yang, who's doing a beautiful photography work. We have Rachel Suarez, who is doing a digital animation, and it's kind of inheriting her memories that have been passed down orally through her family from Latin culture. And she said this beautiful quote in her statement, which I'd love to share, saying how she often finds herself falling in between the cracks of belonging to either cultures. So it's kind of like expressing that belonging and unbelonging and not knowing where to sit. And I guess that's the core of BTW.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So this is at Frieda's, or in the space
within.
How has that had any, like, has that influenced what work you've selected in curating this and how it's going to be exhibited?
Yeah. I mean, Down Under space is quite an intimate,
Yeah, it's very small. Awesome, though.
Very, very tiny. So that's kind of a challenge, especially for the first event. I wanted as many people to showcase as possible. We had so many submissions, but, you know, we can't showcase everyone. So that was a challenge, trying to choose between certain stories. But, you know, we were able, now that we're having more events, we're able to showcase more work. But it's a great space because you go downstairs and you see the art, then you walk up and then you've got live music, and it's like,
it's all happening.
It's all happening in one go. You're just like, okay, I'm going to go for a boogie upstairs and then come down and just immerse myself in some art.
So who's playing? music-wise?
So we've got an awesome lineup. We have Flower Boy and Killamy playing a back-to-back set
awesome.
On the decks. We also have Saskia, who is a beautiful soul singer, and she's going to be opening the show. We also have Glow, who is an incredible dancer, singer, triple threat. So she's just going to be like owning the stage. And she is playing with Moe, who's this amazing producer in Sydney and beat maker. And then we have a to be announced, which is going to be exciting. Which,
cool. When will we hear that?
We're thinking to release that on Tuesday.
Okay, cool.
So keep an eye on our Instagram and the Facebook event, and we'll hear the full lineup on Tuesday, the day before.
Well, thank you so much, Shana.
Thank you.
I can't wait. Sounds so awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No worries. That was Jana Hayes, who curated Between Two Worlds at the Down Under Space at Frieda's.